Blog Talk Radio.
But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. But now you are free from and have become slaves of God. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio is brought to you by Jesus Christ, who wants to save us, heal us and deliver us, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. We know that angels bow before Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth adores him. Jesus Christ, what a mighty, mighty good God we serve. We know that there is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad about it. What about you? I'm trading my sorrows. I am trading all of those, the pain, for Jesus, the joy of the Lord. For Jesus Christ is, the joy of the Lord of Jesus Christ is my strength. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus came, that we, you and I may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. I was so glad when I could hear a word from the Lord that would set me free, that will make me know that from whence cometh my help, knowing that my help, it cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. My dear co-laborer in the gospel, evangelist Nelly Gathoni of Mombas, she shared that song with me. That's one of the songs that is our theme song for the year. And if I'm trading my sorrows for the joy of the Lord, amen, you're trading all your pain, all of your, every broken spirit, every sickness, you're trading it all for the joy of the Lord. And today, we're talking about the wages of sin is death. Scripture is coming from Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse. Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse. And it reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your living word. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for our right mind, health, strength, and activity and use of our limbs. Father, to be able to come together, even on the airways, and just hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, that if we just repent of our sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus, that you will heal us and deliver us and set us free, and that we will have that right to eternal life with you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your word, and we thank you for your listeners. We ask that this word, Father, would fall on good ground. Let us be not only hearers of your word, but doers of your precious and holy word and stewards in Jesus' name. Amen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Last week, we talked about the year of being the year of restitution. Amen. And I want to thank and praise God again for my mother and my aunt Jenny being on the line. And I praise and thank God for you on today, and that God has allowed us to assemble together one more time. There's a song, just one more time, Pastor Carol Lee and I sang with her youth minister and minister of music last weekend on a forum at her house for the Assembly in Jesus Christ. And it's a blessing to be able to come together just one more time. Amen. One more time. I'm glad to be in the service just one more time. Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did. And to God be the glory. Amen and praise God. Last week we talked about entering into this year is the year of restitution. That's what the Spirit had given to me, the year of restitution. And the prefix of restitution is rest, and how God is giving us rest, his people rest. He says, you know, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. He says, come and learn of me. He says, my yoke is easy. He said, and my burdens are light. Amen. And Jesus Christ wants us to enter into rest, not only in the here, but in the hereafter. Amen. We talked last Saturday about how Jesus commanded us to rest. And on the seventh day, we would rest. We worked 6 days, and on the seventh day, we would rest. Amen. So that is an important part of our refreshing and our restoring our souls. We talked about the refreshing. God's going to refresh us. God restores us and he revives us, but he wants us to use that seventh day, that time of refreshing, renewal, restoration. But in this year of restitution, we must repent, and we must lay aside the sin that so easily beset us and run this race that God has set before us with what patience, that we may obtain the prize. See, the ones that run on is going to receive the prize. So we have to run on, as the old folks were saying, see what the end is going to be. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. I had the privilege and honor to work for a blind man. And this man had more happiness than the average person that can see with sight. And his activity and use of his limbs was not as one that had the normal use and activity of their limbs. But he always told me every day I go to service him that life is what you make it. Amen. So Jesus Christ wants us to choose ye this day whom you're going to serve, life or death, blessing or cursing. So the scripture in Romans 6 tells us about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. See, it's a gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, I love this scripture, Hebrews 4 and 9. If you have a pen, you can write these scriptures down. And if you don't have your Bible and can't follow along, write the scripture, Romans 6. It's the 6 and 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, through our Lord, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then Hebrews, the fourth chapter, and Hebrews 4:9 reads, and I love this scripture, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hallelujah. For he that is entered into his rest shall have peace from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fail. I'm sorry. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So Jesus is talking about us laboring here on this earth to enter into that rest, where the ninth verse, Hebrews 4:9, says, therefore, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. See, to the people of God, to the people of God, there remaineth a rest. So Jesus has rest for us, not only in the here and now, but in the hereafter and in the life to come. Amen. He says, there remaineth, there still is, even after you rest from your labor here in this life, there is a rest that remaineth for you. Hallelujah. Get happy. That's something to shout about. There remaineth, therefore, a rest, hallelujah, to the people of God. Hallelujah. I hear a lot of people say this person has departed from their labor, and they went from labor to what? Reward. But the reward is what? The gift of eternal life. That's a gift. Hallelujah. Amen. Reward. So when we get a reward from Jesus Christ, he's giving us what? A gift. And there remaining, hallelujah. Let that saturate and sink into your spirit. Hebrews 4:9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So your labor is not in vain. Jesus, he said, work while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. Amen. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. That's why Jesus tells us in his word, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Hebrews 4:11 reads, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So how do we labor to enter into that rest? We have to sneak from sin. We have to depart from iniquity. We have to come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Jesus doesn't want us or allows us to have fellowship with who? Unrighteousness. What fellowship does light have with darkness? Unrighteousness, righteousness with unrighteousness. There is no fellowship. There's either light or darkness. We are the children of what? The light. And the world, the children of the world are of darkness. Jesus, he's requiring obedience. We mentioned that last week about this restitution. This is the year. But we have to cease from sin. We have to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? We have to walk in the spirit. Let's turn, if you have your Bible, turn to Matthew, the ninth chapter. Matthew, the ninth chapter. Write it down if you don't have
your Bible. See the ninth chapter.
And let's look at the 35th verse. Matthew 9 and 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. See, we go to work to receive a paycheck. Amen? The money is our reward. So we have to labor. Hallelujah. He says in Hebrews 9 and 11, we have to labor so that we may enter into that rest. Hallelujah. If we don't put anything in, we can't take anything out. So if we put all of these things into where he says your treasury is, there will your heart be also. So if our treasure is on setting our hope and affections and on things what? Eternal. Amen. Then those are the things that we're going to reap. Those are the rewards. That's the restitution. Here and in the hereafter and the life to come. We lay from labor to reward. From labor to reward. So Jesus here in Matthew 9 talks of, in 35 talks about how he went about working. See, he was about what? His father's business. He was busy, not in other men's matters, but he was about his father's business. Amen. He was healing the sick. Amen. He was teaching them, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was working while it was day because he knew the night was going to come. And he wouldn't be able to work. And he laid up on that cross and said, it is finished. And he went, hallelujah, glory be to God. He went from labor, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to rest. How about glory, thank you, Jesus, labor to reward. So Jesus is telling us here in Matthew 9 and 35 that the harvest is what is plentiful. Jesus has a lot of rewards. And he has a huge harvest. He said, the harvest is plentiful. The laborers have few. Jesus wants us to work. Lay aside all the sin that so easily beset you and beset me and us. And run this way that's set before you. Be about your father's business. It's time to work. It's time to labor in the vineyard. Hallelujah. Work sometimes, you don't want to get up and go to work. You don't feel like going to work. Your flesh says, I don't want to go to work. But your pocketbook tells you, you have to go to work. So we have to labor. We have to put in. We have to put some, not only have faith, but we have to do what? Some works with our faith. We know that even though we may not feel good in our body, if we get up, as my book says, and get out and do something, then we know we'll put and have that faith, just a little more faith, then we can obtain that eternal life. We can obtain our reward. We can obtain the harvest. Hallelujah. Because that gift of God is what?
eternal life. Not the gift of man. Excuse me. Man can give you a lot of things. Can't give you eternal life through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So Jesus tells us in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. See? Sin has consequences. So whatever we do, whether, you know, it could be good labor. Are we doing the work of the Lord? People make money a lot of different ways. They labor in a lot of different ways. Is it the right way? Is it illegal? Is it legal? Jesus wants us to, he wants us to be servants, not of sin, amen, but slaves. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, unto God. Slaves of God. If you're going to be a slave for anybody, be a slave for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A servant of the Lord. And he said, they that are, he said, you know what? He doesn't even call us servants anymore. He calls us friends. Hallelujah. I am a friend of God. What about you? Are you a friend of God? A friend. Jesus also tells us that, see, to work, to be friends of the world is enmity with God. You can't be friends with the world and friends of God. The Bible says, no. If you have a friend of the world, he says that's enmity with God. That means you are enemy of God. You can't be everybody's friend and like everywhere you go, and everyone thinks you the sweetest thing since peaches and cream or banana pie. No, they didn't like Jesus. They said crucify him. So we are servants of God. Amen? And as we are servants of God and not servants of sin, Jesus has befriended us. He's called us now no longer servants, but friends. We're friends of God. Hallelujah. So we're enmity, in other words, enemy with the world. Side of the fence. It's one of the other. He says, you know, light or darkness, children of light. And Jesus is who? The Father of light. We're slaves unto Jesus. So let's work while it's day, because night is coming where no man can work. There are three songs that my dear sister Evangelist Nellie Gathoni and my Boston Kenya and I have said are our theme song for the year, and that is I Have the Victory by Yolanda Adams, and there's another song by Mary Mary, I Get Joy, just thinking about what he's done for me. And then there's a song by Women of Faith, I'm Trading My Sorrow for the Joy of the Lord. Yeah. Trading my sorrow, trading my pain, trading my brokenness, trading my sickness, trading all that's not of God for the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. Amen? Jesus says, We are weak, but yet he is strong. Amen? So the joy of the Lord is our strength. So trade your sorrows, trade your pain, trade your sickness, so that you may enter into that rest that Hebrews 4 and 9 talks about. That rest that remains for the people of God. Amen. Hebrews 4 and 9. Therefore remaineth the rest. And that rest, Jesus tells us, remember, that he said, I'll give you rest in your soul. Our souls is what? Our spirit. Our soul is our person. our personality, it's our thoughts, it's our mind, that's our soul. So he says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Hallelujah. See, we laboring, okay? And I'll give you rest. He said, I'll give you rest for your weary soul. Amen. And then he tells us to be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Because we're going to enter from, go from labor to reward. So count it all joy when men revile you and persecute you. He says, for great is your reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For great is your reward. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. From labor to reward. But remember, there is a rest here. Jesus commanded us to work 6 days into seventh day to rest. And even though it's a commandment, Jesus tells us, however you work, before, honor the Lord's word. Rest. Restore your soul. Revive your soul. Refresh. This is also a time in the year of refreshing. Refresh your soul, your spirit, and your body. And then Jesus tells us to rest in our spirit. He doesn't want us to be weary in well-doing. We're going to reap it. See, because the Bible tells us, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We're going to reap if we faint not. See, so hold on. And it reminds me of this song that I would hear, and it was, it always would minister to my soul. And there was a man of God that would go to the nursing home, and he asked this elderly lady when he visited her, are you yet holding on? And she says, yes, I'm holding on, and I'm yet holding on. And he tells us, well, you keep on keeping on. Jesus wants us to work while it's day. Work. He said the harvest is plentiful. Don't worry about the harvest. He has a reward for you here on earth. He gives you rewards. But he says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and then they're going to mount up with wings as eagles. Just wait, I say. He says, there are some things that are coming. Jesus said, though the vision tarry, he said, wait for it. It shall come. It shall truly come to pass. Jesus wants us to lean and depend on him. Lean on him and his everlasting arm. See, one thing about Jesus, it's a blessing in the spiritual realm. You can go from glory to glory. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. From glory to glory. From everlasting to everlasting. To eternal life with Jesus Christ. Eternity. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. And there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. So let's not forget and be mindful, as Hebrews 4 and 11 states, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being able to labor here in your vineyard. While we're here on this earth, Father God, bless each and every listener, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father. Let us do what the Spirit is calling us to do, and that is to labor and to work while it is day. Let us be obedient, Father, as dear children, to do your will, to do it your way, Father God, that we might set our affections and our hopes on things eternal, and that we might seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness and everything else to be added unto us. Let us lay aside the sin that so easily beset us and run this race that you have set before us with patience, that we may obtain the prize and the gift of eternal life
through Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you will continue to keep this broadcast, Jabez Radio 1, and keep, Father God, its members, Father, and its host, Father, and everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them, Father, in perfect peace. Allow the blood of Jesus that covers, Father, to cover us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and keep us in your care now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to listen to this 1 minute and 26, or 1 minute, I believe, and 53 seconds melody of The Wages of Sin. It will minister to your soul and your spirit, because you didn't hear it when you joined on the line. And Jesus loves you, and so do I. Listen to it before hanging up, and be blessed.
But now you are free from the power of sin, and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. But now you are free from and have become slaves of God. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord.